Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales right off I-94 in Avon. Recapping some highlights this week at Min Ag Expo in Mankato, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Mike Scow joined us. And Mike talked about this past season, this planting and growing season. It was very interesting for soybean producers.
It sure was, Joe, and you know, it was so variable throughout the state of Minnesota. You know, at Farm Fest time, 88% of the state was in a severe drought, and you know, things got better in some areas after that, and things didn't get better in some areas, but for the most part, everyone made it through, I think, and crop insurance was a big benefit for those, you know, like in my area, we had dismal crops in northwest Minnesota, so next year, I guess, is what we're looking at.
With an event like Min Ag Expo, Scow says it's just a great way to connect and network.
Yeah, we do. And you know, that's what this event is all about. It gives us a lifeline between other growers throughout the state of Minnesota, besides our board of directors. And it gives us a lifeline with industry that we need and we want to work with all the time. And it gives us a lifeline with politicians and policy. And it's just a great venue for all those groups to come together. And we collect as much information as we possibly can. And we talk to them about issues that we think are pertinent. And so it's just great. And we like to do that.
Scow addressed some of their priorities here for 2022.
You know, we need continuous support for the Ag Innovation Campus. We've got several different plans, but you know, we want to do more than just a basic thing with that operation. So we're looking for some more support there. And then you know, we're always pushing on this biofuel, and we got to keep that on the forefront all the time. And we want to increase usage with biofuels. Of course, we still believe that it's food first with these oils, but after that, you know, fuel is a great way to use those products up.
During their annual meeting on Wednesday, Scow mentioned a few of their successes in the soybean industry and their innovations.
Yeah, and you know, it comes from many years of dedication because, you know, it was a long time ago that USB and Minnesota soy growers invested in the project with the driving soy. Didn't have a title at that time, but you know, it was a research project to develop tires from soybean oil. And so, you know, that it takes a long time to really perfect something like that. And one thing in my president's message in our soybean magazine, you know, I made mention of Henry Ford, you know, and years ago he actually made a whole car out of soybean oil. So, you know, if he can do a car way, way back, we sure should be able to do a high-class tire, and that's what's happened.
Mike also talks about the importance of membership with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, as there is 27,000 soybean growers, but just 10% are members. Scow says, once again, membership and participation is vital for soybean success.
Yeah, you're right, Joe, and it really is. And, you know, we're always striving to get more members. You know, there's a hesitancy in the countryside for membership. I don't know why it is. We've tried several different things, you know, but, boy, if we can keep 10% of our total growers, it's maybe a good gauge. But if someone is a member, we want them to continue, and if they aren't, we want them to consider, because we really need it. It's always about a numbers game, and the more people we have, the better off it is.
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Mike Scow joining us. And right now, a transition from soybeans to corn and Min Ag Expo coverage. Minnesota Corn Growers Association Executive Director Adam Bird joined us as well. And first of all, Adam recapped a very interesting 2021, which turned out to be better for many corn producers around the state.
Interesting, I guess, right? The classic Minnesota interesting. I mean, certainly Weather-wise, you know, I think we had a lot of our growers pleasantly surprised come harvest, because I remember when we had folks in for the September board meeting saying, boy, things aren't looking good, you know, and then I'd call them and talk to them when they were in the field and said, I don't know where these bushels are coming from, but things are looking a lot better than I anticipated. Now, I know that's not, wasn't the case across the state, right? We know there's some folks that were hit, but overall, just from a production standpoint, I think we ended up a lot better than anybody anticipated. And then you intersect that with some decent prices now, which we haven't seen in a long time, and somewhat was not anticipated. It's nice if, you know, you have the bushels that can take advantage of some of the prices out there. So from that standpoint, I think mood is pretty good. I always like to be here too to talk to folks and see where the mood is at, but I do think overall mood is good. Some concern about input prices now, but yeah, I mean, generally interesting year. Ended up, I think, better than a lot of folks thought it would.
A main feature of conversation this week surrounded inputs and the higher cost for producers, and they're a big concern going into the 2022 growing season.
That, you know, we do our best to stay on top of that, and I think, like you say, on the regulation thing, we really want to try to, we always talk about fixing the goalposts, right, so they don't move. We just need it to be predictable, and it seems like that's been challenging. We're, you know, on the federal side regarding the RFS, they're already talking about that. They just pledged the 2022 RVO numbers and said we were going to be at 15 billion gallons. It's like, that's great, right? And then a story popped, you know, and said, well, they're talking about maybe reconsidering that, and that's been ethanol, right? And then, of course, some of the challenges around chemistry, you know, and these things. And those, you know, that's always going to be there. And we're going to continue to monitor and stay on top of those things.
Burr mentions the corn growers' top priority going into the new legislative session.
Yeah, we are making a full court press on and making no surprise on E15. You know, that was our press last year. It's our number one priority this year. It just makes sense, especially I think with all the interest in greenhouse gas reductions and this, we have a solution that's available right here, right now. We've built up a tremendous infrastructure over the last 20 years with our Unleaded 88, Better Fuel Initiative campaign. We know the consumers, we're seeing in the sales data that they're grabbing that nozzle. So that's going to be our number one push. And of course, with any session, we're always monitoring the things that we don't anticipate that'll come up as well.
Still, there are some questions regarding infrastructure for E15, but last year, Minnesota Corn and others made some big investments.
Yeah, so, you know, we take that very seriously and have been working to try to address those. And that's not something that's happened overnight. It goes back 5 years we've invested in infrastructure, so we know there's still some infrastructure needs, though, and we pledged $1 million last legislative session to match with the state. And, you know, we ended up with $12 million, you know, over the next 4 years for infrastructure. So is it going to solve it all? You know, it's a good start, though. But it also is on the tail end of multi-year investment we've made in infrastructure.
Adam Burr, Minnesota Corn Growers Executive Director, joining us. I mentioned, too, your choices at the pump. For example, Unleaded 88. Yeah, drivers can find some great savings at the pump in their local area.
You know, it's been out there for a while now. What are we, in our fifth or sixth year of really being on the market? And we're not hearing any concerns about engine performance or gas mileage. I think what we're hearing is what you're seeing is, I go there and I don't, you know, maybe I don't know exactly what those octane numbers mean, but I know higher is better. And by the way, and like in your case, significantly cheaper. Generally, we see 5 cents below 87 grade. 10 cents is pretty common. But like you said, I've seen 15, 20 cents as well, especially with prices right now. But, you know, it seems like it's a pretty easy decision. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that play out in the sales data.
Minnesota Corn Growers Association Executive Director Adam Burr joining us on CASM Radio and our coverage at Minn Ag Expo, an outstanding 2 days in Mankato. Our coverage are brought to you this week by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Minnesota Farmers Union, Also, Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Elmdale Mutual Insurance, right here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Your morning report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales, Midsoda Manufacturing, right off I-94 in Avon.